Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm James Mason. Bernardo Silva has opened up on his request to leave City over the summer, telling fans it had nothing to do with his affection for the club. It emerged over the summer that Bernardo was looking for a transfer out of City, and his stance was confirmed at the start of the new season by Pep Guardiola. City did not receive any acceptable bids for Bernardo, however, so the Portuguese midfielder has remained at the Etihad, and he has shown signs of his very best form since joining the club. Now, in a recent interview, Bernardo has explained how the pandemic made him homesick, and that was the driving factor behind his desire to leave. He said, "It was not a nice moment, to be honest. For a while, I was alone in my flat. Later, my girlfriend came. It was bad for everyone. I could see my teammates' faces that it was tough for them too." Meanwhile, Bernardo has offered an update also on his future, saying that he intends to sit down with the club at the end of the campaign to discuss whether he wants to stay, leave, or sign a new contract. He added, "At the end of the season, I'm going to sit down with City and see what's best for both sides. We're in the middle of the season and we want to win a lot of important trophies. We can win all three of them, or zero, or one. Now is not a good time to talk about my future." And finally, City will be without a pair of key personnel when they take on local rivals Manchester United on Sunday in the Premier League. City are set to be without two important members of their side when they take on the Red Devils in the derby. Manager Guardiola has provided an update on the status of Ruben Dias and Nathan Aké after both players picked up knocks in the midweek FA Cup clash with Peterborough. City did take a step close in their bid for another successful campaign in the FA Cup by defeating the Championship side by 2-0. However, the result came at a cost, with both Dias and Aké failing to complete the full duration of the encounter. The pair were replaced by Emerick Laporte and John Stones at half-time due to medical reasons, and Guardiola has revealed ahead of Sunday's derby that the former is set for a long spell on the sidelines. Addressing the press ahead of the derby, Guardiola revealed that Dias picked up a hamstring injury and will not be in action for 4 to 6 weeks. He said, "Muscular hamstring, 4 to 6 weeks. It happens. In other seasons, our best players have been out for months." Aké is also set to miss the game against United on Sunday. That's all for now. We'll have more later.